Judas Iscariot was never put on trial. He had his own conscience to torment him. But what if he had? How would he have defended himself? What would his accusers have said about him? What were his motives for his betrayal? The play The Last Days of Judas Iscariot asks us to consider those questions and more. Mark Branner is the director of the upcoming Hawaii premiere, a theater-found production coming to the Lab Theater at UH. Mark's also the producer of and an actor in the production, and he's with us in our studio. Hi, Mark. Thanks for coming
in. Thanks so much for having me.
You've had, obviously, a great many opportunities to immerse yourself in this production and consider the questions it raises. What are some of the questions that it raises?
Right. So in the Bible, in the biblical account, Judas is considered by many to be sort of the chieftain of sinners, the one who is the example for all of us, for the world, regardless of even nominal church belief. A Judas is a betrayer. Mm-hmm. So the ultimate question is there hope for Judas? Is there hope for his eternal salvation? And so the stakes on this play, thrillingly theatrical and comedic as it is, are really very high. Mm-hmm. Can Judas be saved? Is there grace for Judas?
Is it possible for us to commit crimes which are unforgivable?
Indeed. Is there an unforgivable sin? And if there is, what happens to those people? So really high stakes, really interesting questions asked throughout this production. So that's really the heart of this piece.
For so many people, you know, the idea of betrayal of trust, in so many ways, practically all crimes are in some sense betrayals of trust.
Indeed.
And right. Kind of it's seen as an ultimate sin, you know. Are all sins forgivable?
Indeed. And so what's so beautiful about this piece is that it allows, one, theatrically, so many people to come to the stand and testify for or against Judas. So we have his mother gets to testify for him, mm-hmm. A fictional character. But then historical characters, Sigmund Freud comes to the stand, Mother Teresa comes to the stand, people from the Bible, other disciples come to the stand. And then finally, Satan comes to the stand to testify. And then the final scene is this beautiful moment between Jesus and Judas. I won't give too much away, but really asking compelling questions in a very dramatic and, again, very comedic piece in a way, interestingly.
What does Freud have to say about it?
Well, is there such a thing as a person who is not guilty for what they do because of their psychotic break or some psychotic problem that they have?
Well, you could try the insanity.
Exactly.
Defense.
So he was insane because sane people don't kill themselves.
Yeah.
And of course, he killed himself. So therefore, he was insane, and therefore, he's not guilty for his own actions.
Because that's a question that it's raised in a lot of criminal trials. Isn't all crime, you know, isn't every murder an act of insanity?
Indeed. And so Freud has his say. Caiaphas, who often gets blamed, historically, oftentimes people laid the blame at Caiaphas's feet. And so it's the high priest of the Sanhedrin gets blamed, but he also gets his say. Everybody gets a differing opinion, which is, it's a Rashomon-like quality to the play, that it's not a clear-cut winner to this case. It's obviously eternal life that we're talking about. It's a very metaphysically minded piece. And yet, the thing that's so fun about it is that the playwright is really well known for his street idioms, mm-hmm. and his slang. And so the characters don't come off as preachy or religious, but they're us. They're fishermen and sailors of today's century.
In spite of the contemporary language and mm-hmm. the breaching of space and time with mm-hmm. characters from different centuries, is the play in some ways true to the biblical story?
It is. So all of the accounts that we have heard from the different stories about hanging himself from a various tree and what Pilate did of washing his hands of the crime, all of that is brought to light. And so it is really quite factual. In fact, the original off-Broadway production, Sam Rockwell, well-known actor who's often in movies and that sort of thing, enlisted the help of a priest in New York to help him understand, and also the playwright enlisted the same priest to help him really craft this piece so that it would really delve into the history of this question, as well as trying to place that history in a contemporary scene.
It's a very fundamental questions of guilt and innocence,
right?
As well as how we treat, how we judge guilt, right, and innocence. Because
that is so true, and I think that's one of the things that's so compelling about the piece, is that we get to humanize Judas, somebody that so easy to demonize a person and put them, you know, far away from us in some kind of purgatory. That's not me,
right?
But through this play, right, I could never do that. You really get to see the humanity of Judas, and you get to see him and the relationship that he had with Jesus. He obviously followed Jesus as one of the disciples, had a very deep and intimate knowledge and love of Jesus, and so I think the humanizing and what theater does in bringing the empathy is to allow us to step into those shoes and say, wow, sometimes I've felt like I'm in despair, that I have no hope, that I'm beyond some forgiveness that I'm craving or some need of grace or love.
Because it would not be one's first impulse to identify with such a despicable character.
Exactly. Right? We've demonized him. Yeah. And so what the play does so beautifully is to allow him to come to life as a real person.
Does that give us some understanding of his motives?
I think the play wrestles with that. Why did he do what he did? And I think the play has some opinions about that. I don't think there's a clear-cut, this is why he did it. There's many witnesses that come with their opinions of why he did it.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, Judas said, I loved you, and I made a mistake, is his framing of it.
Really? Takes it on himself.
He says, I made a mistake,
well, that's,
but I loved you. And so that is the crucial point of the piece, is that that love between Judas and Jesus, and what Jesus then does with somebody who has indeed committed the ultimate sin, betrayed him.
And his willingness to absorb the sins of the world.
Exactly, including the sin of Judas.
Plenty to mull over in this play.
A lot in this play, but really enjoyable to watch.
Thanks very much for talking to us.
Thanks for having me.
Mark Branner, Associate Professor of Theater at the University of Hawaii Manoa, is the producer and director of the Theater Found production of The Last Days of Judas Iscariot by Stephen Adley Gergis, the 2015 Pulitzer Prize winner for drama. He also plays the part of Jesus. The production will run the weekends of August 18th and 25th and September 1st at UH Manoa's Earl Ernst Lab Theater.